Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Improv Jam. I'm your host, David Thomas Penis, and this is my co-host, Zach Rothstein.
Hey.
Hey, we're just...
How we doing?
A couple of guys that did not get any pussy until college was almost over, and now we're wearing purple hoodies and doing improv, and we're pissed.
And we're freaking pissed off, and but we're going to pretend we're not.
And we're seething at our core. We're some of the angriest people.
And we will rape.
We'll rape, and then once we get called out for rape, we'll move to an even darker place. And at least one of us, it hasn't happened yet, will do some kind of mass crime.
Shouts out to Thomas Middleditch for raping in a goth club, it sounds like.
Did yeah. He, what's he one of the...
That what, should be legal.
Which group... Which group was he in?
No, he was in...
He's in the nerd show.
Yeah. He's in...
But he does long...
Big Bang Theory?
No. It was good. The show's pretty good. Silicon Valley.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I didn't know who Thomas Middleditch was. I don't know who... Chet Scorpion, is that the guy everybody's talking about?
Yeah,
by the way,
David Scorpion, that's his name.
David Scorpion?
Randy Rainbow.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Is he Rainbow?
I thought I confused
that
him.
That would be awesome if he turned out to be a rapist.
I confused him
yeah,
in...
Yeah, but chicks only.
Him and Eric Scorpion I confuse pretty often.
It's
who's
tough.
Eric Scorpion?
He's that actor's son. He's the son of Michael
Wando. Foster Scorpion.
Michael Wando.
Michael Wando.
David yeah. Foster Scorpion.
David Foster Wando. You know David Foster Wando.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
He was in Everybody Hates Chris. He was the teacher.
Oh God. Nice. He was hilarious in that.
Lobsters feel pain.
I see.
He would do that whole...
What's his name again?
David Foster Wando.
David Foster Wando.
Wando.
And his son is Chet Phoenix.
Wait, shouldn't he be David Foster Phillips if he's doing that?
No, he's Phillips David Thomas.
Who's Wando?
He played Stubbs on Miami Justice.
I thought you were doing... Okay. I thought you were doing like Emo Phillips and David Foster.
No, I'm just getting into misinformation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're a lying podcast.
Yeah, I want to see like what, because apparently now doing misinformation is the highest crime.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
So I want to see what kind of misinformation you can
get. Well, we actually are Russian agents.
We have been saying misinformation on the show. Everything we've said is not true except for that thing about Randy Rainbow.
About Adam being gay, which is true.
When did we say that?
Sort of the whole time.
I don't think on this episode.
It's kind of like the undercurrent of the entire show.
All right, well.
For the last 5 years.
I suppose. I guess that's what the show's about.
But our big piece of misinformation that we've been trying to combat is what the mRNA vaccine, what mRNA stands
Men's
for.
Men's rights.
No, they just say RN part of
registered nurse.
Yeah.
Wait, that stands for registered nurse?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, not in this household.
Not.
That's what RNS stands for.
Yeah.
So they got this this Derek Chauvin trial coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going prosecution on this one.
I think we're all pretty much on the prosecution side.
I'm rooting for the prosecution.
Have people really pick sides in that thing? It seems like it's kind of like everyone's sort of wait and see.
What do you mean by that?
Let the best man win.
I think we sort of know who the guy on trial is not the best man. I think that's pretty clear.
Sort of like, I thought that was just something I think people sort of casually...
No, I think everyone is rooting pretty hard for one side.
Are there Derek Chauvin fans out there? I don't think there are.
Certain, I mean, definitely.
Out of the closet Derek Chauvin
I put my foot in the water, and the temperature reading the room, my general read on the consensus of American citizens, this was very much like a 1998, should we introduce the blue M&M or the purple M&M?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of thing.
I think the stakes are a little higher than that, and I think your read on the room
in this situation,
wrong.
the the purple M&M has been murdered by the blue M&M.
Oh, yes.
And we're deciding whether or not to be mad at the blue M&M.
I think we're all mad.
Yeah.
And everyone's hoping that
but
the blue
isn't the
M&M
moral
goes
of
to
the
jail.
Story is that underneath it all, we're all chocolate?
That's not the moral.
That by being on trial for murder, in a way, Derek Chauvin
No,
you could say that he is himself.
You couldn't even say that.
No,
can't. Whatever you're going to say.
A man who's gotten the RN vaccine.
No. That's certainly not the case whatsoever. Even following your twisted logic, don't believe.
Would you say that you could call Derek Chauvin?
No. Whatever you're going to say, no. whatever you're going to say, no. And why don't we go back to about Thomas Middleditch raping people with black lipstick mm-hmm. on?
Yeah, let's go back.
Adam wanted to talk about Derek
Chauvin. He did. And that
I
was
wanted
a
to
huge...
see, I just wanted to get it. See what... See,
and
what
did, and where did
about,
the temperature
about,
on the
how
show?
How about Derek Levine? And he's Derek Shelley Levine from Glengarry Glen Ross.
Okay.
And he's like, you should have seen it.
No.
I had him down
We don't need
there.
To do any more... We don't need any character bits that are spun off of Derek, whatever
right.
the fuck his name
and
is.
And he was down.
We can
and
just
I
keep
had
it.
Him.
No.
Was, and
no.
I was,
you asked how about, and I said
and
no.
And he had a $20 bill.
No.
And it was fake.
No, sir.
Okay.
You said how about?
The machine.
Roundly no is the
I just
answer.
Wanted to see.
Chauvin the machine.
No, I wanted to see who you guys were rooting for, and I think that Stav mm-hmm. and I are both going prosecution.
We are definitely. I am. Let me just say that. I am. Firmly rooting for.
I
want to
put that out there about myself too. I'm going prosy.
I'm still finding out.
He's
who all
Ken
the
Bone. He's a undecided voter.
He's I need to know who all the players.
Nick's wearing his big red sweatshirt,
and he wants to ask a question.
I need to know who all the players are. Apparently, they already had the karate expert testify in the trial. So I see we've reached the karate expert phase of the public trial. Which is a very important part of the public trial. This is the karate expert era.
Who did they have?
There's the tiny glove era, and then there's the fat twins on motorcycles.
Who were those guys?
I don't know. I think they were on postcards. I really only know the reference from The Simpsons.
What?
They
who
weren't
was,
involved in a murder case.
Who
they?
Would they get as the karate expert? Who do they get? A real sensei?
Yeah,
or something?
That guy from the video.
He was in the video? Derek...
No, there's
about?
A guy who testified yesterday. That's what the jump off of this is. Is there was, in fact, a martial arts expert who testified that Derek Chauvin did a blood choke.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he knew. I mean, was very well trained, whatever the fuck was going on. Blood choke, you know? He's
well, the point of his testimony was to prove that Derek Chauvin knew that he was cutting off circulation to George Floyd's brain.
Oh, probably.
Sad.
Yeah, I just want to say I hope he goes to jail.
Me too.
I would just like to put that
let's
out there.
Let's go, Pete.
Let's go. A rare time that we are voting for the prosecution.
But what if the defense attorney is like just the most charming?
Doing rhymes.
Doesn't matter.
Doing rhymes?
Yeah, what if the defense attorney is a George Floyd in his own right?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
A different kind
about
of
that.
Hero.
No.
Again,
I really...
Have you even met the man?
I don't... I can... this is one of those times where I don't need to meet him.
Derek Chauvin should have hired just, like, the most fucking, like...
The biggest showboat.
Yeah. If he could get, like, Don King...
A razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
That would be...
Egregious! Outrageous! Ridiculous! Ludicrous!
That would have been I gotta say... That would have been
to land such an upstanding man as Mr. a gentleman, Dr. a Reverend Derek Chauvin. I don't want to hear your side of the story. Day one, we're going to get him ordained. We are going into that courtroom, and he will be a man of the frock.
Just an organ playing in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been one way to go.
That would have been better for TV. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is a TV trial. Is
I don't know. I think it's O.J. Simpson style.
Why don't they have
just
big
a lifetime
TV
movie
anymore?
About he was on trial for the racist murder of an unarmed black man that the entire world witnessed, and no one could help him except a fucking bum ass drunk clown of an attorney
and
that
they
got
fell in love
that passed the bar by bribing people with detailing jobs.
That would be a beautiful love story. They found romance.
Not a love story, but he gets him off. He gets him like the lawyer.
I think
that nobody believed in.
I think they need to spice it up and make it that they fall in love.
I'm just saying, if we want to take it to the next level.
I think that unfairly portrays the gay community as a bunch of racist murdering cops and elderly black men.
I wouldn't
that are
go there. Stop.
I think that's,
is that the message you want to send? There. Is that all gay people are Derek Chauvin and the cartoon of a
we tiptoe around a line. Unstable. You put your foot over it there by saying that Derek Chauvin is gay.
You stepped
tendencies.
Over the line, and now you're covering it up. And that the crime.
There's
is
no
worse.
Cover.
You're
up.
Saying he has
the
homosexual tendencies.
I'm saying
racism.
I'm saying being gay is everyone is gay. That all of us have that in us, and through the power of understanding, two very different people.
The Kinsey scale is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool if those existed in real life. You wake up in the morning, wipe the sleep out of your eye, you go into the bathroom,
stand
on the scale, and it's like, you're a fag.
No, man. Oh, yeah. I knew I shouldn't have had all that cock last night.
I ate too much chocolate. You're a fag.
Today you will be sucking dick.
You're a homo. I had too many chocolate-covered Chex Mix.
That would be nice if
I had too many chocolate-covered strawberries at the Christmas
that's what
party.
Makes you gay. Christmas I've been is gay. Gay desserts.
Now I've gone up on the Kinsey scale. Yeah.
Sweets are incredibly gay.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
I think so.
Yeah, because you don't like sweets. You said a fucking peanut butter sandwich was the best sweet you
I
ever
like
had.
A peanut butter cookie. That's a great sweet.
Okay, so now you're gay, you're saying, because of that?
No,
sweets
but that's
are
a
not
masculine,
gay.
No, that's a masculine, manly
no,
type
not.
Of sweet. Yes,
I remember
it is.
One time my girlfriend made cookies, and my friend was over, and he was kind of a fatter guy, and we're all, like, really high, and there were peanut butter cookies, and he ate one, and he was like, these cookies are delectable.
Respect.
And then we both started laughing at him, and he got
for
all
saying that word.
And he fucking blew up and left.
Well, you guys were being racist. You were being prejudiced against the fat community.
Yeah.
Only first of all, delectable doesn't sound good coming off the tongue of anyone that's not at least overweight. That's a word only we can say.
Yeah, but delectable is kind of a showboaty sing-song.
I don't think so. I think that's the kind of joy he was in.
Musical
he
theater
was enjoying
kind of
that
word.
Cookie in a way that you don't have the faculties to enjoy. You know
if I could
mean?
Sing, I would go into musical theater. Because if all those gentlemen are homosexuals, then I could...
Smash all the pussy?
Probably smash all that puss.
Or suck all those guys' dicks.
Or both.
Depending on where you stand on the Kinsey scale that day.
Yeah.
You're both.
Beep. You are gay as shit.
You're gay as shit today.
You're a little bit gayer than... Your Apple Watch is, hey, we noticed you're looking a little gay today.
Would you like us to download Grindr?
Small fluctuations in how much of a homo you are normal. It's nothing to worry about.
My wife is sleeping. Shh. Hell yeah, dude.
We noticed you were getting fucked in your ass in between the hours of 9 and 8 a.m. 9 p.m. and 8 a.m. last night.
Jesus Christ. That's
sleep
be
is important.
On the asshole.
No,
well,
it's just
here
a window
at Apple,
of time.
We certainly
it's not the entire time.
We wouldn't want to discourage you from getting fucked in your ass. Identity style.
That's true. Mm-hmm. What's the longest you think you get fucked in your ass and it's still comfortable?
Hmm. What do you mean comfortable?
Doesn't sound
I think
particularly
it's,
comfortable.
I don't think it's comfortable
for one
from
minute.
The beginning.
I don't know. I think if you like getting fucked in your ass.
I don't even like taking a shit.
What do you mean you don't like taking a shit?
It's not. I don't like it.
I like the feeling of after taking a shit.
I'm sort of like a dog in that I you know, I shit outside and I do the weird arching thing and then I make that weird like grimace.
Sometimes.
I make a weird grimace and I make eye contact with people.
Sometimes I do squat to shit to get it all out quick and it feels nice.
I do a lot of panting.
But sometimes I like a shit. A shit is, when you take a real nice one, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I just mean there's probably, I don't know, 15 minutes at the absolute max.
Of pure ecstasy.
Of pure getting your ass just railed.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it would probably feel bad. Even if you love it. You know what I mean?
Damn, I'm excited for Easter chocolates.
What's your favorite?
When is Easter?
I don't know. It's coming up, though.
It's Passover right now. You guys haven't wished.
Shut up.
I haven't.
The pregame to you know what
guess
happening.
Guess what? Can I tell you? Can I tell you something about...
An apology? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not an apology.
You apologize.
I need an apology.
To Jesus Christ on
skipping,
this podcast.
Skip Passover this year. Not celebrating.
Yeah.
No.
I'm changing my name not to Skip Passover.
Skip Passover. Hey, how we doing, folks?
How you doing? Skip. Name Skip. Skip Passover. Just go, isn't that why it's called Passover? You're supposed to skip it.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted you to do it, they'd call it do it day.
They'd call it stay on.
They'd call it keep your plans. You ever noticed that black people got they got big lips?
Whoa, Jerry.
I'm trying to go blue.
He's trying
where did
to
that
blue.
Come from,
I'm
Jerry?
I'm trying a new hour.
Folks, it's new.
It's new.
Some of them aren't going to be winners.
I had to dump my 12-year-old girlfriend because her titties were too hard. Mm-hmm. They weren't ripe. They looked good, but they weren't ripe. Okay. You need a little sag to them. You can't titty fuck unripe. That's it. Teens don't know about titty fucking. You have to learn that when you're older. You ever notice that when you fuck a 14-year-old, you meet in the park, her titties aren't... They're not ripe enough. It's like an avocado.
Jesus, Jerry, what the fuck, man?
Just a bunch of 72-year-old Jews in tuxedos watching him do this.
Oh, he really went there.
I tried fucking her in the ass. It was like trying to untie a balloon with my cock. It's impossible.
That's what you meant by that? That wow. It's impossible?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, imagine it.
Imagine trying to untie a balloon with my cock.
Mm-hmm.
That, you're right. It would be impossible.
Anyway, back to the stuff about blacks.
It's like, get him off.
For the very first time.
For the very first time. Jerry goes blue.
Yeah. Jerry goes
Seinfeld
there.
Seinfeld unrated. Seinfeld goes
well,
there.
We're bombing Syria again. Good.
Jerry.
Oh, people say, oh, we don't know why we're over there. I do, because they're a bunch of ragheads.
You don't need Jerry to, won't be silent.
You don't need to sell me on anything more than that.
Good luck trying to cancel this guy.
Yeah. After 40 like, years of observations about phone books.
Just picture him with caution tape around his mouth. Mm-hmm. That's the fucking...
Yeah, they say, oh, well, those weren't the guys that even did 9/11. Yeah, well, neither were the police officers that defend us every day. They protect us.
But they're on trial.
They're the ones on trial.
Well, they're on trial.
I'm still on the fence about Derek Chauvin. I think he's cute. If it were up to me, he'd be my boyfriend.
Wow, that took a turn.
He's cute, huh, Jerry?
I think he's cute. I want to give him kisses on his ass.
You're really fucked up if you get to track I five being gay with Derek Chauvin.
When they show him on the stand behind that big wooden box, I wish I was under there sucking his cock. Wow. I want to suck the judge's cock, too. I want to go under his robe so I look like an 1800s photographer. Just suck him off out of there.
But I thought you wanted to fuck children with big tits.
I want
to
fuck guys.
He changes his mind.
Oh my God!
Now he's gay. He's not a pedophile anymore.
35 minutes in, he's gay.
I want
gay.
Guys to fuck me in my ass.
He's gay for races.
Seinfeld unleashed.
Did I do that?
And he's saying all the lines from your favorite shows.
Hasta la vista, baby.
We were on a break.
It's all right.
Oh, man. I would love to watch that comedy special.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a pedophile anymore.
Now he's
now
gay.
He wants to fuck Derek Chauvin.
That guy should be in jail just for having that name. I hate saying his name.
Yep.
Yeah. Derek Chauvin.
Yeah.
Chauvin.
Chauvin.
How do you say it?
I want to shove in my cock his ass.
Yes. Derek Chauvin.
Oh, fuck, man. I wish Jerry would take a turn.
Derek Chauvin.
Okay.
Chauvin.
Look, there's a slow button you can.
Derek Chauvin.
All right. I think we got it.
I don't think we Google need to has have computers.
Google has pronunciation built in.
That's pretty cool. What else can they pronounce? Anything good?
Yeah, hold on. Hold on, I'm definitely doing it. I'm definitely having to pronounce something.
This is like playing Russian roulette right now. It's like letting Nick fucking have a computer.
No,
hold on.
No, dude, let's spin the bullet and see what comes up.
Yeah, let's live a little bit today.
Let's live a little.
Derek Chauvin, a cock in my ass.
That's good.
That's Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, that, it actually is from Jerry Seinfeld's new special.
Mm-hmm. Derek Chauvin, 一个公鸡在我屁股.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's for all our Chinese listeners.
What does that lady say?
Derek Chauvin, 一个公鸡在我屁股.
It means shove a cock in my mouth. Derek Chauvin, yeah. A cock in my mouth.
I didn't know you spoke Chinese, though.
I do, yeah.
Derek Chauvin speaks Chinese. That's the defense is hinging his case on that.
Mm-hmm. My client.
My client. Could a racist man do this? Go ahead, speak a little Chinese for him, Derek. Go ahead, Derek. Blow these people's mentalities. Go ahead, do the shit off the menu we was practicing out there in the cell. Go ahead, say all the General Tso's shit you were saying. Go ahead, Derek. Don't be shy. Shit. You kill a motherfucker on camera. You can at very least speak a little Chinese. The greatest lawyer of all time. If you convict this man, I'm going to kill a bitch. I'm going to walk out of here. The first bitch I see, I'm going to beat her ass to death. And that's going to be on you.
Yep. That would, again, be a very good
that's
strategy.
That's a persuasive argument.
You're on a motion to say, just get it.
Motion to say psych.
Motion to psych. Psych. I'm going to psych that from the record.
Oh, fuck. Damn, dude. You know,
you got to look good. You got to look good when you testify. We're going to put you in Gucci slippers.
Mm-hmm. He's spending all the stipend.
They dress him like the Bishop Magic Knot one.
We get him a Jerry curl. We get him lipstick, Gucci slippers.
Derek Chauvin.
We're getting a manicure.
Has been immediately found guilty.
A velour.
Even the most racist cops defending him were like, you got us. What can we say?
Yeah. My client would like to be referred to by his Muslim name, Rosebud Delicious. my name is Rosebud. No, Derek, talk the way we taught you. When we did the Miss Congeniality scene.
Oh, the montage.
Yeah, we did. We did like a teaching you how to be a lady montage.
Yep. What's the lawyer's name?
I like, too, they bring Stanley Tucci in to teach Derek Chauvin how to act like a homo.
Yep.
Oh, honey, that's all wrong.
Yeah, just having to walk around. The posture coach. Yeah.
Stanley Tucci and Kathleen Madigan is the people they bring in to coach Derek Chauvin on being a messy slut.
Has Kathleen Madigan been in any movies?
I mean, Kathleen
that?
Turner.
Turner, yeah. Mm.
And no, she hasn't either. She's just. She's
not in your that was funny.
That's funny. The phone said, "Message slut" is what it did.
said, I don't see slut in your contest.
You hear that, ladies? You would think a guy like me would have some woman just named
sluts. Every woman you've met chronologically would be slut one, slut two.
But instead they have all names like Tinder 5 or Hinge 7.
Yeah, maybe I should get on the app since it's fucking springtime.
Yeah, it sucks.
No, I'm about to be celibate for April, I've decided.
Yeah.
Don't throw yourselves to the wolves yet.
No pussy April for Stavros.
Mm-hmm. No pussy prince.
I'm the no pussy prince of Queens.
You're
going to
teach yourself
month.
How to meditate in hands-free
no
jizz.
No joke. I'm literally, it's one more month in the dojo, and then in May, I'm let loose. I'm letting loose on the streets. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start doing stand-up again. But for April, we're getting jacked. As jacked as we can get in a month. Continuing the diet regimen. And I'm back. I was the 20,000 step bastard for the first time in a while. Mm-hmm. So I've been lifting. I haven't been being the bastard. Felt great.
Yeah.
Fucking, I had my second shot in Harlem. And
walked over.
I rode a bike to Central Park and I walked up through the
2 miles every day, 2 inches in the pants. That's what they call them. It's true. Mm-hmm.
That's way more than 2 miles.
Mr. Tutu.
They call him Desperate Tutu.
They call me the Archbishop Desperate
Bishop Tutu.
Bishop Tutu.
I cannot get any pussy. It is because I have a 2-inch penis.
And I walk 2 miles.
And I walk 2 miles every day to the pussy getting place. And they say, we are all out of pussy. Go home.
Maybe that's why he became a priest.
Yeah.
His 2-inch penis couldn't get any pussy.
He's a friend of the family, so...
Oh, you know Desmond?
Can we stop real quick?
You started it.
Desperate Tutu.
Desperate Tutu is pretty good.
But yeah, man. April, celibacy. Unless a hot girl wants to fuck me. No questions asked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I'll reconsider.
And then she just better not tell anyone.
And she better keep it under wraps.
Because everyone else should think.
Yeah.
April celibacy.
If a hot girl wants to fuck me, she's going to have to come over to my apartment and watch an entire series of Viper. All 4 seasons.
Viper's pretty good, man.
Dude, it's good.
Yeah. 7 days we just watched. That was awesome.
I found this website that sells DVDs of the worst TV shows. All the TV shows that I don't shut up about.
The UPN lineup.
I guess this company just downloads them off Pirate Bay and then puts them in a box for you. You're like, that'll be $45, sir.
And you're like, you're happy to pay it.
I'm like, here you go. I worked hard for that money.
I got to say, 7 days
honestly,
is pretty good.
Me spending money on pirated DVDs of the shows that made me as retarded as I am is as close as a guy like me gets to giving back
to the
community.
Yep.
That's literally it.
Yep. That's true. I guess you could.
What am I going to do? Teach basketball?
No. You could get.
You don't know how to play basketball.
Exactly. Well, I know how to play basketball. I just don't because I'm racist.
You've never learned.
No. You don't have the athletic ability.
No, I know how to play all of the ethnic sports. Ping pong, basketball, golf, which is Scottish.
That's true. Cricket?
No. Well, British isn't an ethnicity.
Well, but wouldn't you say it's more... I feel like more Pakistani and Indian people like it than British people at this point.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't have their own culture.
They just love cricket.
They just have spices. They're just spicy British people.
No.
Yes.
They love cricket, bro.
Nope. Indian people are just spicy British people. Although I do love that the British colonized India and they were like, well, we're taking the hats. We're definitely going to call each other Raj.
Do they call each other Raj?
Yeah, they were doing that.
They called it the Raj.
And they're like, and then you can keep the rest of your shit. Like, we're taking these two and, all the other stuff's bullshit. So,
yeah.
Which, if it were me,
if I was
the king of England.
What would you do?
Elephants.
Of course.
Bring those motherfucking elephants back here.
Yeah.
And I'm not even, we're not going to use them for anything. I'm just going to wheel them out in front of the houses of every fat bitch with opinions on the internet. And be like, oh, Helen, good to see you. You're quiet today. I'm just all loud until she comes out. And you're like, what? 2 Helens?
You have a twin sister?
I'm seeing double.
Yeah, put a fucking purple wig on the elephant.
Yeah. All right, that's good. Pack the elephant back up. We got 7,892 more women to go through here.
fuck.
Just dude. Another day in the life of the Raj.
Mm-hmm. Raj is good.
And if you want to have live the life of a Raj, check out GetSuperLeaf.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. The Raj is
there's nothing
kind of
more
shit.
Royal than taking pills, kratom pills.
That's right.
Or
kratom.
Kratom pills.
A beautiful, beautiful, I don't know, supplement? I don't know.
Yeah. Check this out. I don't know what the fuck it is. So go to GetSuperLeaf.com/cumtown.
Yep.
Which will activate the 20% discount. Mm-hmm. On what, you ask? Well, just give me a second
click
on the link so I can read the website to you like a father to his young, dumbass son as he goes to bed. Pure kratom and full spectrum. We're just the kratom. Buy natural kratom leaf. Shop now.
It says that.
Our kratom meets the American Kratom Association, a.k.a. Not to be confused with the American Kennel Association, which judges dog quality for certain restaurants.
This is the American... No, because it's the American Cancer Society.
Yes, you're right.
Or ACA. Mm-hmm. Is it ACA something else?
The ACA is the American... Ass Cheeks Association.
Mm-hmm.
Our kratom meets the American Kratom Association standard for good manufacturing.
Or the Affordable
practices.
Care Act, ACA.
learn more about AKA GMP. So, what's the GMP qualified vendor? Super Speciosa is an AKA GMP qualified vendor. Super Speciosa is proud to be recognized by the American Kratom Association is good manufacturing practices qualified vendor. By earning this accreditation, our team has demonstrated its commitment to consumer safety and raising the bar for quality standards in the kratom community.
Wow.
As we know, so many in the kratom community have been killed by the police.
That's
recently.
So true.
And the only way to prevent that from happening is by embracing the good manufacturing practices,
mm-hmm.
which are a set of guidelines that provide a system of quality to ensure that supplement products meet standards for quality, identity, purity, and strength.
Holy shit, for real?
This is boring.
Yeah. No one
cares about it. So here's how this works. So this shit is either powder or capsules.
Yeah, it's one of
we can't things. Really say make that many claims, right?
Yeah, we're not allowed to make claims. And here's the thing. The more we're restricted legally, the better.
The better the thing
you
is.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because saying, if this did nothing, we could be like, oh, it's go ahead, take it. But
take 100 pills.
Yeah, with this shit, it's like...
So that's a nice...
Don't take 100 pills.
So for, that's... No. That's what we would be saying if it didn't do
if
anything.
If it didn't do anything, yeah.
So you
if
get
you
it.
Don't have a heroin problem yet, you will. If you try this stuff, you're going to say, what's next?
What, let's keep it going,
let's,
baby.
Let's take it to another
let's keep the good
level.
Times rolling.
Well, it doesn't say that. But it is good, apparently, if you, I myself never do, I don't do use drugs. But if you're trying to get off pills, this is the way to go.
Yeah, and I've definitely taken it, and I think it's good as well. Mm-hmm. And I've had a good time, and you know what? I can't make claims for anything scientific, but I'll say mm-hmm. the vibes are off the charts.
Another thing I like about it is when you're doing a bunch of it, women are like, stop! It bothers them for some reason.
which is a good prank.
Stop doing this.
Come on.
Yeah. Which is a selling
We're
point.
We're already a half hour late.
It bothers women. It bothers
That's
women
big on the bullet points.
For me. Mm-hmm. Premium botanicals for sale. I love calling the botanicals.
They're botanicals, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I'm into botanicals.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was into botanicals.
You know, sort of what you would
what
call
are other shit?
Like a botanical mentality.
What's other botanicals?
Flowers?
Carnations?
Some kind of syrup?
The orchid show at fucking...
Those are botanicals.
That's a botanical. The Encyclopedia Botanica?
Uh-huh, that's a botanical.
That's a botanical.
Okay.
Nugs? Dank Nugs.
Settlers of Bataan?
Settlers of Bataan.
That's a botanical?
That's what Bloods play.
A botanical botanical pencil.
A botanical pencil, of course.
that's a botanical.
That's so true.
Yana, my client doesn't even own a botanical pencil. And going Furthermore, research indicates that there's no such thing as a botanical pencil. So I ask you again, how could he possibly have killed Mr. George Floyd?
Yeah. Wow, that's a good defense.
And they're like, the jury, this one guy in the like deliberating. He's like, I mean, he made a really good point about the botanical pencil. It doesn't exist. They're like that, but what?
There's no pencils involved. There's no pencil at any point. In case.
Half of his argument was that I'm going to show you a magic trick monologue from The Dark Knight.
Oh.
That would be awesome. I would love to see an insane old black guy try and remember the magic trick.
Insane old black guy with Heath Ledger Joker makeup on defending Derek Chauvin. Yeah. Maybe we've all gone a little psycho. Maybe we've all had too much in this world. Everybody hurts. Everybody cries. Sometimes. Sometimes. What's the frequency, Kenneth? What is the frequency, Kenneth?
Mm-hmm. So if
buy Kratom Power.
You go to Super Especioso.
They got Kratom capsules. So get
superleaf.com and get Super Especioso.
20% off the Kratom capsules. I started off with the capsules. They're easy. You just pop like fucking 16 of them in your mouth.
Yep.
And then I graduated to the powder.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit, you just you get like a big old fucking big gulp of mud.
Mm-hmm.
You spend the day on the couch.
You
drink it.
How much
and you go, all right, show me. And then you meet God. Dude, it's like meeting God. What I imagine meeting God would be like is like you and three of the stupidest people you know going on a walk outside and laughing too hard at the Arby's logo. That's what meeting God is like.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to describe it, when you die, that's what happens.
Yep, just sitting in a little ass fucking park, and talking to a tree, and the tree is telling you no one will ever love you.
Yeah, dude, meeting God is you die, and it's kind of like being in an efficiency apartment somewhere with a manager of a GameStop, watching the Toontown scene from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Until you freak out and have to turn off Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And that's what it's like to meet God. It's a life changing experience.
You gotta try it, brother.
Get free shipping plus super special offer. Sign up for rewards, promotions, and exclusive discounts when you put your email in this little box on their website and hit subscribe.
That's so awesome.
Why buy Super Speciosa? It's because you deserve the highest quality.
Real quick, everyone on the podcast that doesn't have a little ass penis say yes.
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 Okay,
that's everybody.
Back.
Yep. So you deserve the highest quality products and service. That's another reason to buy Kratom is because you deserve
it. You deserve it.
And they'd strive to give you that at every step of the way. They got a 30-day guarantee. If you're not happy, then neither are they.
They're so fucking pissed.
They want you to make...
If they hear that you're unhappy...
They're like, no!
I just got a hankering to do like a jigsaw puzzle. I don't know what happened. There's something wrong with my brain. Every like 6 months... I'll have this thing that's like, do a medieval-themed jigsaw puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it comes from, but it's like getting a 1,000-piece Robin Hood jigsaw puzzle.
You're
starting
3D.
You know what it is? It's like your destiny is to be a fucking like a Ren Faire like guy.
No, it's just to be a hobbyist.
No.
It's the work of a hobby store and recommend different kinds of balsa wood to make like model biplanes.
Yeah, if your dick was wood, it would be balsa wood. Mine would be old oak, delicious, aged. Yours would also be balsa wood.
No, mine would be a native carved totem.
Yours trusted
would be
quality.
Styrofoam.
We subject our products to
styrofoam, bitch. You know what I said.
You said like Spyro the Dragon video game?
Spyro Dome. Are we living in a system of justice or is this some kind of Mad Max Spyro Dome situation? That my client can't get a fair trial just because he's got a Jerry Curl and a velour tracksuit and Gucci slippers. I know what you think. You look at Derek Chauvin and you think he ain't. And it was the beep heard around the world.
And somehow also the lawyer was convicted of murder after that display. They were both immediately put to death.
Look, there's got to be no way that he's... Like, you have to prosecute him. The system knows that, because if he doesn't go to jail, there's going to be riots. Like,
I think he's probably going to get off somehow.
They always get off.
Kyle Rittenhouse will get off for sure. But the Chauvin guy, it's like there's too much.
Although the one cop in South Carolina they caught on camera, he did go. He shot a guy in the back. He's like one of the only guys that. Something fucked up is going to happen.
Yeah.
There's no way he's going to go to jail.
I mean, getting them even to trial is like a big deal.
Well, who cares?
Yeah.
The point is...
I mean, we care. I care.
They should let me orchestrate that defense.
Yeah.
Find that lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. The Joker makeup.
You find...
velour tracksuit, the Gucci slippers.
Yep.
Have a mentally ill lawyer in Joker makeup. Mm-hmm. Call Derek Chauvin the N-word.
Yes.
In some...
Oh, I see. So that way he definitely goes to jail. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of a... But it would really start a conversation. You know? Make people think. It would really be open up the dialogue in America in a way.
So, and that's what we need. We need more talking, a little bit less yelling at one another.
And what we really need, though, is getsuperleaf.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. /cumtown.
Are we done?
/cumtown.
Getsuperleaf.com. We're done. You can also check out patreon.com/cumtown.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to hear the conclusion to this argument... Mm-hmm. Wherein Adam and Stav admit that I was 100% right.
That doesn't happen.
About what?
Anything prior to this segment?
Whatever he's saying didn't happen.
And anything further, because this is being edited in post, this part of the conversation.
No, it's not. It's happening right after the next Get Super League plug we almost forgot.
And in the next 10 minutes, we'll have a discussion about something else.
Mm-hmm.
What should
the topic of discussion
almost certainly.
And I'll tell you right now, folks, it's going to be funny to listen to, because they'll be disagreeing with me till the cows come home. But this part, which is being edited in after
it's not
the fact,
being edited in. You're doing it in the middle of the flow of
and
the episode.
Remember
you know,
this
a lot
part.
Of people as a broadcaster listen to you, Nick.
And remember
believe
this,
everything you said.
And this part, which is later.
It's not. It's 3:09 on March 30th right now. It was like 3 o'clock when we started that plug.
That's right.
Don't ever tell them what time it is.
Yeah.
I don't want these people knowing. They got to think this show's done at 7 o'clock in the morning. That we're out. We're in some Bruce Springsteen-esque refinery.
Yeah, work hard.
We wake up. We have our black coffee at the diner together. And then we take our week podcast, then we have lunch.
Well, Bruce would actually, you know, he felt bad about portraying himself as this working class kind of guy when really he lived a life of luxury, that he would get up at 4 a.m. every day and pimp himself out. He'd you know, go out and he'd just hit 95 and he'd be at the Thomas Edison service station, ass wide open.
With ass wide open.
Yeah, that's where that song comes from.
It's the Springsteen track.
Well, no, it's Scott...
Foster?
Whatever.
Stapp.
Scott Stapp was a young boy, and he walked in on...
In New Jersey,
and he walked in on Bruce Springsteen being raped in a truck stop.
Well, I thought he was pimping himself out.
And when he became older, he learned that. But at the time...
Sex workers.
He didn't understand what was going on, and he asked his father, who was Christian, he said... Why is Bruce Springsteen having gay sex? I thought that was a sin. He said, no, he's being raped.
It's against his will.
He's the only way his father could stomach it.
He's still the boss, son.
He's
still the boss.
He's not doing gay shit
on
purpose.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't say it about the boys.
It wasn't consensual. And that's so if you know how to edit, genius.com.
Yep.
Is that editable?
Yeah, for sure.
Is that website still even a thing? Because Google can do that now.
Can do what?
You can annotate songs.
I don't fucking know, dude. Who gives a fuck? The point is, go to patreon.com/cumtown and buy the fucking premium
to hear Adam and Stav admit that
we're not admitting
about
shit.
The upcoming.
We're not going to be saying
debate.
That.
We won't. There's no upcoming debate.
The intellectual master off.
The intellectual suck me off more like it. And go to stavi.biz and pick up a couple Stavros Halkias approve the t-shirts.
You know how they had like Garry Kasparov play chess against a computer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where they do a thing where like a woman has to compete against a Roomba.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. With her mouth?
And cleaning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought sucking dick.
No, yeah, but no, yeah, no, that yeah, also, yeah. I guess. Just a woman versus IBM Fleshlight.
That's
deep
awesome.
Pink.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I do really want to put my dick in one of those Chinese dick sucking machines.
Yeah.
You seen those?
How good are
sperm
they?
Banks? They mm-hmm. look awesome.
It's that sort of like a it's like a bidet for guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They should have that. Urinals.
You should be able to take a shit and get your dick sucked at the same time by get a robot.
A Blumpkin.
A Blumpkin. An e-Blumpkin.
Yeah.
Dude, we might have to sell that.
We should.
That would be a pretty good invention.
I would
to,
love to get
suggest.
On Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bidet, but it sucks your dick also.
So far, sharks, our prototype is just a pulley, a lever and a pulley system. We put a fleshlight on one side of it, and you have to tug it yourself.
Weren't you just here with a Groucho Marx mask on trying to sell a laser pointer that you put on the top of your dick? No.
Shut up, number one. Yeah. Number two, no.
Wow.
Number two, I'm getting out of here, and you're like angrily packing up, and the dots going all over. Your dick sound is flopping around with the laser. Just blinding everybody. That was some other guy. I don't...
Wow, look at this machine.
What machine?
Chinese dick-sucking machine.
Wow, look at it go.
It looks awesome, right?
The I best what top, it would feel like.
The best top I've ever had in my life was somebody. She kept incredible
I want a
rhythm.
I want
like
a dick,
metronome.
A dick sucking machine,
and that is what I think.
She was
right,
a musician.
Right here
I
in my
house.
Was.
I want
she
a dick sucking machine right here in my apartment, right in front of the couch. It's obvious what it is, but it looks like the chef from the Chuck E. Cheese band.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And so people come over and they're like, "What's that?" I'm like. Check this out.
Yeah.
And they're gone, and I'm my eyes rolling back in my head. Get my dick sucked by that chef.
Yep. The only human, right? Everybody else was a fucking
yeah, the rest
animal.
Of them are animals. I think the story of Chuck E. Cheese is that chef stopped taking his medicine.
Yeah.
Then he let
he got rabies
take
from a couple fucking rats and a little bear or whatever the fuck it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wait, was there like a bird?
Yeah, the bird
in the
is Chuck's
in
the
band?
Girlfriend.
Yeah, she was hot, dude.
Imagine this guy just sucking.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's so fucked up.
Damn. Gene Shalit?
Yeah.
It does look like Gene Shalit.
It looks like Ian.
It does honestly look exactly like
What's going on, man?
Oh, okay. Is it time to suck your dick?
Dude, things have been going really good lately. I started a band with a rat and a duck. I'm sucking dick for a living, and I'm in a band with a rat and a duck.
Yeah, we're bringing ska back.
Yeah, it's a ska band. It's me, a duck, a rat, some kind of purple monster that represents my gay impulses, and a dog, and a basset hound.
Oh, yeah, the hound, of course. Yeah, you know what? The fucking bird bitch could get catch a dick. Mm. Oh, they made her hot now.
The bird bitch?
They gave her regular people legs.
Like sexy legs?
It's just a person wearing like yellow tights now in the reboot of it.
This one's funny, the old version. It looks like a certain podcastista that we
Let
know.
Me see. Oh my god. That thing is fucked up looking.
Mm-hmm. Andy also works as a pizza man, ironically.
Oh, okay.
Very funny.
Very funny. Maybe it's the same.
Wait,
guy.
Was there a pig?
Oh, someone's excited at the possibility of a relation.
No, I just don't remember there being a pig.
A possibility.
It stops for
I'm not. I don't want to fuck a
representation.
Pig.
Representation.
I would be. That would not be representation.
Yes,
me.
It would be.
In what sense?
I'm
not a pig, am I? Nick, answer the question.
I'm pleading the fifth.
It has nothing to do with you. You're not accused of anything, so you can't believe the film.
I reserve the right to.
Chuck E. Cheese pig. There was a pig, I think. That's awesome. Because they're cute.
Sucky D's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Harmony Howlett. Who's that? That's a different one.
You can howl at my dick. Madam Oink. There's somebody named Madam Oink.
Damn. There's a,
that
there
sounds
was,
like you're...
There was a
your
Texas
ideal.
Dog broad that they had for a while, I guess.
A Texas dog
there was Foxy
girl?
Colleen.
No, it was Hannah Howlett or Harmony Howlett.
Look at Foxy Colleen.
No, that bitch looks terrible.
No.
Yeah, she looks awful.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
Fuck you, this. Dude. Oh, actually, she looks pretty hot.
Yeah.
Damn, I would legitimately fuck that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would fuck an animal with big tits.
Yeah, shout out to retarded women who are really into being from Texas.
Okay, shout out to them. Yeah.
What? Who are those women?
You know what I'm talking about. Like, they wear the hat and shit.
Mm.
Anybody that's into their dumb thing.
Big hat, big tits.
Big hat, big tits, big ass.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up for the rodeo.
Tassels.
Oh, yeah.
Western wear shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're handicapped women that do this?
No, they're not. I don't mean retarded. I mean retarded in like the Texas
stupid
sense.
Women. Yeah.
Late.
Jasper T. Giles.
Mentally retarded.
Jasper T. Giles, I think, was the retarded character.
No.
Oh, he released an album in 2020 called Every Day is a Birthday.
Wow.
I was recently listening to the latest Jasper T.
What does it sound like? Play it, dude.
Yeah, let's go ahead and listen to baby music on the show.
It's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see.
It was on Apple Music.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, this is Jasper T. Jones.
Not bad.
Well, come on, man, get to it, Jasper. Nah, this is...
Yeah, this is, I guess it's a Chuck E. Cheese album.
Why is this, like, ambient fucking house music?
I don't know, it's pretty good.
I don't mind it.
Well, don't sell him short just because he's an anthropomorphic dog from Chuck E. Cheese, dude. Every Day is a Birthday is a pretty good album.
There's no way this is him.
It is.
There's no lyrics? You just showed me a Google thing. You're not showing me where you're playing this
No,
from.
It's playing from Google.
No, you're playing something else.
No, it's just...
No, this is it.
No, I'm being had.
You're not being had.
What is this?
You've never been had in your life.
Go to Spotify or Apple Music or something. I'm not a dunce, bro. I know this isn't
Square
Every Day's
Pushers
a Birthday.
That's what all their music sounds like, dude. This is Dream Big, kids' inspirational song, Chuck E. Cheese.
This shit sucks. Had a dream I was a knight in shining armor. What the fuck is this bullshit?
Pretty good.
This shit sucks, dude. My sword and shield, standing up for right. Boo. This isn't fun. Little kids like
shit
like
Jasper this? Sing like this, like a woman.
So no, seems, okay, actually, this is pretty good. Captured by a dragon and taken to his distant lair. What the fuck? I was on my way to come and save the day.
I snatched you from his claws and we were out of there. And I'm gonna the duck dream. Could get it.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, we're reviewing. You're listening to Lovers and Friends, the Chuck E. Cheese Band music podcast. Review podcast. We check out some sweet tunes from the Chuck E. Cheese Band.
Which suck dick.
Is that Carly Rae Jepsen?
This shit sucks.
This is Helen Henny's classic hit, Dream Big.
She's a hen, that chick?
Chuck E. Cheese. Let's see. What other videos?
They don't have good music, dude.
Crochet All Day, Chuck E. Cheese
it's
music
not
video.
It's not peppy enough for me, dude.
This one's all right.
This is pretty good.
This is all more. Right. This is Stav trying to put his clothes on in the morning. Recently,
I've been spending... A little more time at home. This is the shit stop listening.
This is pretty good.
Yeah. Here we go. Chuck E. Cheese Spring Break Dance.
Let's see if this one's good.
Hi, everyone. We're having a blast here today during our Springtastic celebration, aren't we? You
Shut up.
Know
Fuck
it.
You.
I have a fun dance for us to do here today. It's my spring break breakdance.
Oh, it's a hip-hop.
Don't worry. You don't have to be a professional breakdancer to do this one.
Okay, but like, has breakdancing even been a thing for like 25 years?
No, it's more than that.
What child is like, yeah, I'm into break dancing. Mm. I'm into boom boxes.
It's 1985. Right. Crack has decimated my community.
Oh, man. I need a high top fade and some Terminators. And
I did like I did want to be able to break dance when I was little.
Oh, it seems like the coolest thing of all time.
I'm just rocking on the mic with the greatest of beat. I'm gonna show
you exactly what to do. Not bad. He's got bars. If you want to get
down with the Chucky, but this is like so
Sugar Hill Gang.
I know it's so outdated to release. And when did this even fucking come out? In 2021.
Weird
that they did that. Like the whoever wrote this is probably still too young to write rap music that sounds like that.
100%. How did it happen?
Which you know means that there's like...
What are the comments?
What's that?
Is it being skewered online?
No.
This is gay.
It's all children. Like it's all children commenting. Like I'm being molested.
My favorite comments.
They go to the Chuck E. Cheese YouTube videos for help.
My favorite comments on YouTube songs are like... My brother recently had stage 4 leukemia and he died, and this was his favorite song during the last couple of months.
That's your favorite?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking really fucked
and
up.
Now, Musings with Mr. Munch.
What the fuck is this Jack Handy shit?
They're ripping off Jack
Handy. Let it go.
So there's duct tape, but what about all the other birds?
Stop.
Where's the goose tape and the turkey tape? Just doesn't seem fair.
This is literally deep thoughts.
Yeah.
But shittier.
Jasper told me that the word race car spelled backwards race car.
Yeah. But how about the word race war? That race war backwards seems like what's going on these days. You ever notice how it's not cool to be a white man anymore?
Wonder what Mr. Munch backwards is. Hucknum Ransom.
Which is a Nordic chant that will bring about the racial holy war where the white man will finally return to his kingdom.
What is this, a dog? Who's singing this?
The monster.
Not as cool. They call them billboards, but who is Bill?
Cool.
I think he's the guy that fucked my wife while I was working at a pizza restaurant for the last 40 years.
They call him Bill Bard.
Get a video game or something, Bill. Sheesh.
Wow. Oh, man. I'm going to submit a writing packet to the Chuck E. Cheese website and be like, look, I am a Emmy Award winning professional comedy writer.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a couple of ideas.
Have you heard of Mad About You?
Have you heard about the Protocols of the Elders of Zion?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably my most famous work.
You wrote that?
Yeah.
It's a credit.
Mm-hmm.
You were on the staff, but you didn't write any episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in high school, the nerd lunch
just
table.
Richard Lewis being like, how about the Prozac of the Elders of Zion?
Oh, because they're depressed.
Yeah. That's what we really need. Ah, jeez. The other day, I went to go take a piss at a urinal, and I saw my dick, and I almost killed myself because it's so small. It's small, folks. Have you ever seen? I was looking at my nephew. He was just born, and I went in. His parents were asleep. I went in the room to get a peek. Just a peek to see if this infant's penis is bigger than mine. And what do you know it is? So I'm telling my therapist, she calls the police. Now I'm in jail. I'm sucking dick for cigarettes.
That is so much funnier than Richard Lewis.
It's his act, basically.
Yeah. That is...
That's awesome. Man. We got
Seinfeld. They're not even fucking me. They're using my ass as a purse, folks. I've got half the commissary stored in there. It's like the hidden compartment scene from Heavyweights. There's a Costco-sized drum of peanut M&Ms shoved up my ass, so some guy named T-Bone can go in there and have a snack when his blood sugar is low.
Yes. And now.
That's my pitch for Musings with Mr. Munch, as we get Richard Lewis. We switch it out instead of Jack Handy, because four-year-olds don't know who that is, and you're butchering it.
Get the reference.
We get a hip, also, I mean, this has to be like a fucking 75-year-old man writing this.
100%.
He's like, what if we, it is Richard Lewis.
It's from
what I'm saying we should get Richard Lewis to do it. That's who did that.
Right.
Richard Lewis is like, what if we do a rap? Kids like rap. We get Chucky, and he's
hey,
like,
"Hello,
Zippy to the west, Zippy to the east. I like pizza, and I don't get HIV. Just say no and look both ways before crossing the street. You got fucking sneakers on your feet or something. You know, a rap.
You got it. I'm going to lunch.
Yeah, you know that's what rap sounds like now, right?
Damn,
I don't even know. That's how, because that shit sounded dated when I was a child.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I'm old now, and my what I think rap is now is a guy's just like, but yeah, it's just like a guy overdosing on fucking
cough.
What
is syrup.
No, not even cough syrup. That was when I was a teenager. The cough syrup music was great.
No, they,
yeah,
still
do lean.
They still do.
Do they? Codeine?
Yeah, for right. sure.
I'll let it slide then.
Xanax. They
yeah,
like
they
pills.
Like anti-anxiety. Pills and
yeah,
pain,
it's bullshit.
Pain pills.
Fucking benzos are bullshit.
They
those
like
aren't drugs.
They take depression pills.
You're
now.
Taking too much of like your the mm-hmm. shit they prescribe you for being a pussy.
Yeah,
that's why they're so into Richard Lewis these days.
They love
they
Richard
love
Lewis.
Her.
The future it's loves come Richard full Lewis. Circle.
Yeah. Yep. He loves Curb.
You got to do real drugs mm-hmm. like gasoline.
Mm, huff that shit.
Mm-hmm. What do people say that gasoline is about pissing on a woman's pussy?
That's the gasolina. Daddy Yankee song.
Yeah.
I got a doctorina.
I was. I don't know gasolina. If that was ever confirmed that it means pissing on top of a woman's
I don't
pussy.
Really see the.
This is cool. So they have a music video called "Nothing Like a Walk." And it's about going for a walk, and it's very funny to imagine like putting this on for like a class of preschoolers, and one of them's in a wheelchair.
That's rude.
That's
them.
Good, man. I thought you were going to do something about a fat kid who doesn't want to go to
no,
a walk.
No, the teacher comes back in, and she's like, and did you guys like the video? And whoops. I forgot that Legless Larry was in this class.
My name's Eric.
Oh, Legless Larry.
Shut up, Larry. Learn how to be a scientist.
Yeah. Okay, kids. Today we're gonna take off all of our shoelaces and tie them together and attach them to Larry's legs and turn him into a puppet.
I don't want to do that.
It's not up to you, Larry.
Larry.
It's about making sacrifices for the class.
Because I'm hungover.
Because I.
So I'm going to let them play with the kid with
because
no legs.
I got too drunk at the field trip to Chuck E. Cheese.
Because I got and fucked I showed, by Mr. Munch.
And I tried to fuck the chef. Because I thought he was a real guy. And the width of his head made me think he had a big dick. I saw his big head and I said, that guy's got a thick cock.
Now that's the kind of thick little python
and
that
I,
can wreck my
I
hole.
Unzipped my jeans and pulled my pussy lips through the hole. And then I started talking like Duke Ellington through. Let's see what other videos.
Damn, that's have. A nice. That'd be a very meaty pussy, honestly.
Adam, get off your phone.
No. I was trying to find this
Adam,
song.
Adam, get off your phone.
I was trying to find this song that I remember. I was gonna tell you guys. But I remember in high school, the nerd lunch table, we're all laughing, right? I was like, damn, it looks like
your lunch
you
table
your lunch
was
table.
No, it wasn't my lunch table.
You were eating your lunch table laughing.
I was at
you were alone at a table.
I was
laughing.
The weed.
Case closed.
No, that was not my table. It was no.
Girl power.
I'm saying
Helen
the smart nerds.
What's bailando? Bailando is Spanish. It means dancing. Sometimes I feel I'm having a
Chuck
bad
E.
day. Maybe feeling a sad way. And I could break
pretty
down
good.
And cry.
What the fuck is this?
It's not bad.
How many views? Who the fuck is that?
Like
a bunny?
Place. I feel a frown upon my face. And I don't even know why.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm feeling blue.
The grooves aren't bad.
I know what to do.
Is this a parody? Of
wait, hold on. Why does it start with this is Spanish for dancing?
Uh huh.
And then the rest of this is just.
It might be Spanish.
All right. Well,
bailando might be in the fucking chorus.
All right. I'll wait.
Thank you.
Bailando.
pretty good.
Okay.
Bailando. I would absolutely go on a little Trudy's Mexmart tour and get drunk to this song. That's the challenge. So this song is 18 minutes and 27 seconds long.
No way.
Yeah.
Girl, how's that possible?
How many views does it have?
Hold on. Let's go to the maps and let's see. Let's go to Trudy's Austin.
What is Trudy's?
Trudy's is a
Tex-Mex
restaurant in Austin. And there was a thing called the Trudy's Challenge, which I don't know if is real or if I just thought of while drunk, where they would cut you off. You weren't allowed to order more than like two or three Mexmarts because there was just a shit ton of booze in them.
Uh-huh.
And so you try to hit all three Trudy's in one day.
No chance is that a real thing.
And get cut off.
I think it's their challenge. I think that Trudy's and corporate came up with that.
Yeah,
that's definitely the Trudy's.
You drive from each one yourself.
So Trudy's North Star, Trudy's Texas Star, Trudy's South Star, Trudy's North Star, North Star Austin,
How's the
Texas.
Food there?
I gotta remember these places, Adam. So please,
I'm sorry.
Quiet.
Please,
quiet. Sorry. I apologize.
He's trying to remember the challenge.
Trudy's South Star. Let's put that in there. I'm not trying to. I'm mapping it out, and then we're gonna add a stop.
Bye, Lando.
Adam. Please.
Sorry. It's a good song. It's in my head.
It is pretty good.
This is, you know how hard it is to keep the audience surprised to what's going on.
Nick is on Google right now trying to figure out the best route.
Yeah, so moving. Okay, done.
Okay.
So it's Trudy South Star driving.
What's the verdict?
Yes. Okay, 17 minutes to go from all three of them.
Oh, that's nothing.
Now, Bailando is an 18-minute and 27-second song.
So wait, no.
You'll have to do contactless ordering.
Okay, yeah, you got to order ahead.
And the clock doesn't start until the first drink touches your lips. But that leaves you a minute and 27 seconds to drink six Mexmarts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can absolutely, remember, guys, listeners, this challenge is absolutely endorsed by the Trudy's Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to listen to Bailando.
Oh, it's kind of a
time challenge with the Bailando song from Chuck E. Cheese to get cut off at all three Trudy's in Austin.
This is good, though. That's a good message because for children, if you're having a bad day,
yeah,
you
dance.
You dance. If you're an adult. Mm-hmm.
If you're an adult, you drive to all three Trudy's and you drunk drive to all three Trudy's.
Absolutely fucked up.
And get cut off. 17 minutes. I can't believe how perfectly that worked out.
Wow,
that's
dude.
Pretty smart.
17 exactly. Now, keep in mind, you have to take, looks like you're going to have to take 35, mm-hmm. and then you cut over on, what is this, MLK? Probably 30th Street.
So you got to make sure there's no traffic.
You cut over on Dean Keaton.
You probably should be in a motorcycle so you can lane split.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you want to definitely be on a motorcycle.
Yeah, something souped up.
Yeah, so that you take Dean Keaton to
maybe 200
Dean
cc
Keaton
is
to what is it, Speedway? What is that? I don't remember Austin geography. It's Dean Keaton to San Jacinto. Mm. Then you hit the fucking Trudy's over there by the campus. And then 29th, you're going right through the mm-hmm. school. I love it.
Yeah, don't get distracted by the co-eds. Yeah.
By all
the hotties.
Hot cock and pussy.
Right, so mm-hmm. then you take your jet.
19-year-old cock.
Take 29th.
Bobbling around.
29th over to Mopac, and then you take Mopac all the way up to fucking mm-hmm. the other Trudy's up on the north side by
yes,
183.
Sir.
And you can do that. And I'm looking at Google Maps now, 17 minutes. And this is the middle of the day.
Yeah.
This is 3:35 p.m. on a... I mean,
if you are on
so
a
you
motorcycle.
Should be doing this late at night.
You
when there's
no,
less
you
want traffic.
There's way more traffic. You should be doing
really?
It first thing in the morning.
Well, what time is Trudy's open?
We'll see. Trudy's South Star. What time do they open?
Let's check that out.
Let's call them actually.
Okay, yeah. Hit them up.
Let's do it.
Thank you for calling Trudy's North Star. Please hold while I try to connect you.
I'm going to ask them if they still do the Trudy's Challenge.
Okay.
If you're listening at home, maybe if you want to look at pictures of, like, guys or something.
Yeah,
like
some
hot guys.
You just want to, yeah.
I hope it's not like this when you try to do the challenge, because if you're,
because it's gonna completely fuck it up.
It's gonna fuck up your timing if you're on the phone calling the next place trying to order the drinks beforehand.
You might need a co-pilot.
You order two.
You need someone in the sidecar of the motorcycle working the phones.
Yeah.
While you're driving drunk.
I would love that, dude. And they got to be dressed like the dog from Chuck E. Cheese. You're dressed like Chuck E. Cheese. You're like, it's the Bilando.
Bilando. It's the Bilando Trudy Challenge. I'm trying to get fucked up.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Thank you.
What the fuck? It's taking so long. What are they, swamped?
I'm not waiting on that.
Come on, dude. We call a different Trudy.
Call the one in
the South Star one. Okay.
No, call the one on campus. Ask if any chicks are over there right now.
I don't think there is. Okay, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. These are all temporarily closed.
Oh, Jesus.
For what?
Christ.
For COVID? I thought Texas was open.
Yeah, what the fuck?
These must be one of those bullshit.
No, it's fucking liberal-ass Austin.
Yeah, faggot Austin.
Fucking
dude.
Bullshit.
All right, let's do the Houston challenge.
Let's do the Houston Bilando challenge.
Yeah, but I don't know if they have... do they have Trudy's in Houston?
I hope to God they do. I've never been to Trudy's. You know.
I just typed in fucking Houston in Google Maps. Look at the middle of the map.
The Holocaust Museum.
That's the biggest thing in Houston, according to Google Maps. I type in, is the Holocaust Museum Houston. It's got its own icon.
It's massive.
So yeah. Awesome. What the fuck is the Houston Holocaust Museum?
Was it really important?
Well, I tell you, folks, it was one of the worst hoonannies they've ever done had in the world.
Now, I agree.
A couple of them German fellas decided the bankers had to go. And they formed a posse and ran them all the way out right to the fringes of what they're Poland town. And a couple of Jews, they decided to do a resistance. One of them's good with books. She wrote a little bit about her titties in it, and they kept it a secret up in the closet. And we got that very book right here, folks, called Anne Frank's Diary. You can read about her first menses. I remember jacking off to it when I was a boy no older than you, young man. What's your name? Leaf? Come up here, Leaf. Let me take a look at your penis. You can see here. Everybody look at this boy's penis. What do you notice? Well, how's it different from mine?
It's cuter.
No, mine's got a tip on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm from an older time, back when we thought that was wrong. And see, the young boy now, because enough Jews have repopulated themselves, they've spread their disgusting ideas like circumcision around.
Interesting. Let me ask you something, Parker. Yeah.
Yes.
Is there something else, some kind of other product that you're interested in, maybe?
No, I'll tell you what. I'm here because I was doing the Trudy's Challenge, and Bilando, I cut off. I failed.
Yeah.
And there was nothing better to do but to hang out at the Houston Holocaust Museum doing free guided tours and insisting the child shows penis.
That's all well and good.
So you don't work
there. I guess what I'm wondering is, if do you have either trouble getting your penis hard, or do you like to gamble?
Or neither of those have
like
anything to do with
CBD.
No, not this
just
week.
Just checking. Oh, so you only like Kratom.
I only like Kratom.
Okay,
and I like going
right. Just checking, because usually we've been doing two.
This week I got stuck in the middle of negotiating a six read buy with another company that wanted me to take some weird experimental fucking pill. And I said, I'm better off without the $3,000.
Okay, back to the child's penis you wanted to look at.
No, I think I'm all right.
Okay.
I've hurt my throat doing that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good kind of guy.
I've hurt my throat doing that guy, a sentence Adam has said many times in his life.
No, I've never said that.
Yeah, dude.
One of Adam's,
you just said it to me.
One of Adam's famous sentences
as
printed on the Adam statue
back
outside
the
Houston Holocaust Museum.
Yep.
back in the Castro district, they called me
the statue of Adam on his knees, and underneath it, it's inscribed, "I'd rather live on my knees than work a day in my life."
Yeah. Listen, when you love what you do, you have no work at all.
Uh-huh. You don't work a day.
Yeah, you don't work a day.
Well, anyways, come.town, or yes, I guess that, but also
t-shirts.
patreon.com/come.town. It's where you can hear
us attempt the Trudy's Challenge.
We will be doing it live.
And we will be forcing Adam to drink and drive while we direct. I had a second steering wheel installed in Adam's car in the passenger seat for when we go to lunch, and I will be, so I have my eye on everything.
Yeah, you have like a driver's ed car.
It was my birthday present to Adam, is having a second steering wheel installed in his car for when I'm when we go to lunch. And I can decide.
Can I play us off?
Oh, okay.
Are we still playing?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you hit the button or no?
I did hit the button.
So are we on still?
No, we're off.
I just want to play. Are we on or off?
We're off.
I just want to play you guys a song that I remembered.
That go ahead.
The nerds were listening to in high school and they were laughing. And I was like, why are you guys laughing? And they said, this is the gayest song.
Play it!
Yeah, I'll play it. It's from...
Let me see. We have a scarf for Skywalker, right?
Yes.
And perfume for the princess.
I don't know what this is.
Star Wars.
Nice, man.
Listen, listen.
Really good stuff, man.
Well, that was definitely worth it.
Dude, I think it was pretty good.
Nah, that was great.
That was awesome, dude.
You don't like that?
So that
was fucking hilarious.
Do you get a Wookiee for Christmas?
No, I know.
When he already has a cone.
I get it.
So good.
It's really good.
Such a funny contribution.
That was awesome.
What do you mean that's not a contribution?
That was awesome and was definitely going to work not in the rhythm of that being mentioned.
Really?
It was definitely funny enough to work against the momentum.
To zone out while the show was over. For 45 minutes.
I wasn't zoned out.
But I gotta get this.
Let somebody. Do
I was
the
trying
math.
To remember the name of that song, and don't do the math
on how long. Adam's,
no, don't
from
do the math.
Moment.
No.
The moment he talked about it first.
Somebody call a mathematician.
No, don't stop doing the math.
Oh,
show's over. Hit the button.